AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Justice Department has sued the state of Texas over its new redistricting map, saying they discriminate against minority voters. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
By creating redistricting plans that deny or abridge the rights of Latino and Black voters to vote on account of their race.
Today's lawsuit claims the new maps violate the Voting Rights Act. The Justice Department today also had news that relatives of Emmett Till did not want to hear. It's closed the case on the 1955 lynching of the Black teen who had whistled at a white woman.
The Justice Department reopened an investigation after a 2017 book quoted a key figure, Carolyn Bryant Donham, as saying she lied when she claimed Till grabbed her, whistled, and made sexual advances. Relatives of Donham, who's in her 80s, have denied she recanted her allegations. Two white men, Roy Bryant and his half-brother J.W. Millam, were tried on murder charges and acquitted by an all-white jury. Months later, they confessed in a paid interview with Look magazine. I'm Mike Ryan.
New York City's imposing a strict virus vaccine policy. Mayor Bill de Blasio says all private employers will have to have their workforce get vaccinated.
This is how we put health and safety first, by ensuring that there is a vaccine mandate that reaches everyone universally.
President Biden is vowing to cap the cost of insulin for patients and allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices as part of his social spending bill that's still sitting in Congress. Tomorrow, the president has a video call with Russia's leader to discuss the Russian buildup at the border with Ukraine. A strong storm packing high winds and heavy rain has flooded roads and downed power lines across Hawaii. Heisman Trophy finalists have been announced. Michigan's Aiden Hutchinson, Pitt's Kenny Pickett, Ohio State's C.J. Stroud, and Alabama's Bryce Young. Stocks were higher. This is AP News. The nation's business economists have raised their forecasts for inflation.
The latest survey by the National Association for Business Economics predicts an extension of the price spikes thought to be largely the result of bottlenecked supply chains. A panel of forecasters expects consumer prices to rise 6% this quarter from a year ago. It's an increase from a 5.1% inflation forecast predicted in September. The forecasters expect the gross domestic product to expand by 5.5% this year and 3.9% in 2022. That's a robust bounce back after a 3.4% drop in GDP last year. Jennifer King, Washington.
Who's having a tougher time during the pandemic? An AP MTV NORC poll finds half of the Gen Z generation, ages 13 to 24, say COVID's making it tough to go to school or get a job. Only a third of millennials and Gen Xers are saying that same thing. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.